Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at godly prophet in all things. And God showed us in Isaiah 48:17, He said, "The Lord said, I am the Lord your God who teaches, instructs, trains, and directs you to prophet, who leads you by the way you should go." And that word prophet out of the Strong's Concordance means to bestow upon as a gift, favor, honor, or to gain profit or benefit. So when God says He will prophet us in all things, listen, He trains us. He's going to prophet us in all areas of our life, not just finances, but in our relationships, in our health, in our children serving God, in all areas of life. You can be profitable because God says, I love the way He says it. He says, I will lead you by the way you should go. So this is a powerful thing that God's doing in our lives. We can be profitable in every area of life. So I want to pick it up where we left off and see exactly what it is that God wants us to do, because I know there's one thing that's needed, and we're going to get to that, but it'll change your life. So God bless you as we continue in the Word.
He teaches me to profit, and He leads me in the way I need to go. You can't beat that. You're not going to get that anywhere else. The Word of God. Amen. Psalm 37:23, I'll just read it to you. Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good and righteous man or woman are directed and established by the Lord, and He delights in His way and blesses his path." God always has our best interests at heart. I've got to get that, I've got to believe that, and I've got to walk in. He always has my best interests at heart. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And so it's quite an amazing thing, because what happens is we experience certain things that seem contrary to where we need to go. And yet, if we could see the full video from beginning to end, as God said, buy this, do that, go there, you know, if we could see the whole video and you saw the ending, you say, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. But God requires faith. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So when He says, go or do this or buy or whatever, give away, He just shows you the beginning. And He wants you to take the step. You got to take the first step. And as you go and as you start doing it, it starts progressing, and He shows you more and more and more. And by the time you get to the end, you say, wow, look where I am. Look where I started. All I had to do was obey. He directs us the right way all the time. Say, God directs me all the time. And we only listen. We only have to sit at His feet, listen to His Word, and just have fresh daily communion with Him. And we will make our own way prosperous. My wife mentioned earlier, Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and His way of life, and His kingdom way, and how to be an ambassador for Him. It says, seek ye first that, and all these other things that I require will be added to me. Yeah. See, so when I'm seeking God first, what does that mean, seek Him first? You know, I know someone like Joyce Meyer, before she dresses, she says, Lord, what should I wear? Now, I'm not saying you have to, shall I boil this egg hard or soft boil? I'm not talking that. But I'm talking, seek God. Get His input. Get His input on things. I mean, really, get God's input. I mean, He's the creator of the universe. Wouldn't you like to have His input? Should I buy this car or not? You know, especially big ticket items. You need to get God's input. Because he's going to steer you the right way and he's going to cause you to profit. In your business, in any area of life. Amen? And the problem is we are constantly bombarded with everyday things. Some things like this, sending the kids to school, getting them ready. Anyone ever been there? Yes. Been there, right? Making dinner for the family, cleaning the house, getting ready, attending a business meeting, preparing a presentation to present to someone, being a single parent, taking care of a sick loved one. Life comes at us. And we've got all these things going on, trying to make ends meet. Going to the gym. I mean, we've got plans and things. Trying to have a social life in the midst of all that you've got going on. You're still trying to have some friends and go to them and have dinner and get-togethers and things like that. But you find you've got so much going on. And I've experienced these things. Have any of you experienced that you just get totally bombarded? Let me see your hands. You see that? That's what I'm talking about. And so, same thing in the church. Outreach, inreach, feeding the poor, helping the lost, saving, getting people saved, praying for the sick, etc. And we get so caught up in all of this stuff that we forget to sit at Jesus' feet. I'm telling you, and the best part, and the one thing that is needed, is to sit at his feet. Everyone say, sit at the feet of Jesus. Wow. And all these things will be taken care of when you sit at his feet. All those things you have need of will be taken care of if you sit at his feet. What was the Lord's response to Martha's complaint that her sister was sitting at his feet? Remember that? And listening to him instead of helping her with all her many tasks she had to do. Look at this. Luke 10:39. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. See, we get distracted with all the things that we've got to do. And I'm not saying they're not important things. I'm not saying they're not necessary. But we get so distracted. And some of you need to learn to say, no, thank you. Or no. There's a time when you can say no. Instead of just taking anything and everything on. And now you are so busy that you don't have the time to sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen. And so Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. You see, you start bossing God around when you get too busy. Lord, why am I not healed? What's going on? I haven't had time to spend in your word and be with you. But why is that happening to me, Lord? And she started to boss Jesus around. You tell her to get off her rusty dusty and get in the game and make food. A reasonable request, right? She's running around preparing for Jesus and the disciples. And she says, look at her, lazy. Lazy. Look what Jesus answered her. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. If you've got worries and you're troubled about many things in your life and you're not sleeping at night, and you're waking up thinking what and how and the bank and you've got so much going on in your head and you're worried about it. The problem now is you're not spending enough time in the presence of God. I'm telling you. We're not spending enough time in God's presence. And when you don't spend time in his presence, the attack and the bombardment that comes from outside sources and things that are necessary to do get so much in our mind that we don't even think of that relationship. And it's designed to do that to you. And so we've got to stop that. Look what he says to you in verse 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. One thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part which will not be taken away from her. It will not be taken away from her. One thing is needed. What? Sit at the feet of Jesus. Soak in His presence. Love on Him. Go into your private place where He's waiting for you. Tell Him anything in secret. He'll reward you in the open. But you need to spend time with Jesus. You have got to spend time with Jesus. And let me tell you something. This last round that I just had, that I went through what I went through, it made me spend more time with Jesus. And me as a pastor, I should be spending much more time than people who are not in the fivefold ministry. I should. All pastors, everyone, if you call yourself a pastor, if you've got sheep and you're leading people, you need to spend your time in the presence of God more than a person who's not in the fivefold. That's the truth. Listen, if you are in the fivefold and you've got people that you're leading, you better spend time in His presence. You have got to get information from God. He will direct you on directing the people. Come on. And I had to spend so much more time with God. And I realized that I got very caught up in a lot of other stuff. And it's all necessary stuff. It's all necessary stuff. And I kind of backed off the amount of time and I was spending with God. It's all reversed now and changed again. But everybody will go through that. If you get bombarded nonstop, I mean, think about 2020. Was that a crazy year or what? Anybody like to go back to the beginning of 2020? Right? I mean, it was nuts. So there were so many things going on, and it just seemed to compound upon each other, and it got worse and worse and worse. And you're thinking, it's got to let up. Something's got to happen, but it didn't. It did not. And in a situation like that, we get so caught up and so involved in everything around us and watching so much news and TV and listening to so many people that we're forgetting to spend time at the feet of Jesus. If you're a businessman, if you're a mother, single parent, or your father, single parent, or you're a married couple, or you're just working for a boss, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, if you're retired, don't let life come and take your precious, precious time away from spending time with Jesus. There is nothing. We sung that song, Jesus, Jesus. What a beautiful name, Jesus. Am I right? We sung that song this morning. And God wants us to spend time with Him. Because He knows, I can show you how to be profitable in every area, and I can guide you. I can guide you with my eye. You can never have a better plan than what God's got. None of us here can ever have a better plan than the plan God has for our life. We can plan our life, we can try everything, but I'm telling you, when we fail to draw from God, we end up running on our own strength. Listen. When we fail to draw from God, we end up running from our own strength and relying on our own flesh and our own wisdom. And here comes trouble.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors.